Today's episode of Tech Talks on the Unsettled Media Podcast Network is brought to you by Tech Impact, focused on unlocking prosperity by embracing technology. For more, head to techimpact.it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this very special episode of Tech Talks with Kathy Simpson, and I'm your host, Kathy Simpson. For episode 17, we've changed it up a bit, and we held a live webinar, and now you'll get the benefit of hearing that repurposed for the podcast. I love how you can use technology. Our guest today is Eleanor Austin, and her positivity is absolutely infectious. Eleanor is a LinkedIn speaker and trainer and is passionate about helping others portray themselves effectively online. In this episode, she's going to share 10 tips to an outstanding profile, and she'll give insight into the importance and reach of this social network. When you hear Eleanor speak about LinkedIn, you'll understand what I mean by she wants nothing more than for you to utilize this network and platform to serve your purpose, whatever that might be. With everything that Eleanor does, she has a customer-centric view, and it serves her clients so well. So let's dive in, shall we? Have a listen to the webinar.
Thanks so much for joining us today for our Tech Talks webinar. You know, 5 months ago, we launched the Tech Talks with Kathy Simpson podcast. I'm Kathy Simpson, for those of you who don't know me. And today is our first Tech Talks webinar. The thing I love about a podcast is that it's not live. So you can make a mistake and the technology can go down and you just hit stop and then you hit record again. So we're hoping that the technology gods will be in our favor today, despite the weather, and we won't have any problems. So welcome to all of you. I want to tell you just a smidge about Tech Impact. So we're an industry-led organization with a mission to help Atlantic Canada embrace and accelerate technology adoption and innovation as the cornerstone of our new economy. Our time is focused on workforce development initiatives, driving innovation and investments, and digital transformation and adoption. And that might come in the form of projects like Digital Boost, which is a program around digital adoption that we've been leading since August, or through awareness and educational content like Tech Talks. So we started this series of podcasts and webinars that really was meant to provide relevant information to students, to job seekers, to entrepreneurs, to business owners, executives, technology managers, you name it. And certainly, we have a slant towards technology careers or technology decisions and the impact of technology on business outcomes. So you can find all of our content at techimpact.it. We have the podcast library there for each podcast we do, and we have a blog post with all the show notes and links to content that was discussed. So be sure to check that out. So one area we know is important is connecting talent to employers. And one of those tools is LinkedIn. LinkedIn is absolutely crucial to your job hunt. And in a recent Tech Talks episode, we had Brian from Cvent and Ryan from Salesforce talk about tips for interviews, preparing for your job search, resumes, and more. And the conversation, of course, led to a dialogue on LinkedIn. And they said it's the first thing they look at when they're recruiting. And yet, so many job seekers treat LinkedIn merely as a resume recap, missing the chance to wow potential employers. So I thought we need to do a session on LinkedIn. And I know exactly who needs to be part of that, and that's Eleanor. So let's get on with today's Tech Talks webinar, 10 simple steps to a standout LinkedIn profile. So the good news is that it's actually easy to stand out on LinkedIn with some coaching, guidance, and you have to put in the work. And today we're joined by LinkedIn expert Eleanor Austin, who's going to talk first about the LinkedIn platform, so we all better understand the platform. And then she will share her 10 steps for building an optimized profile. Follow her steps. You'll have a profile that sets you apart. As you sit back and relax and enjoy the learning from Eleanor, because that's exactly what we want you to do, know that this advice can help someone who's maybe looking for work or employment opportunities for the very first time. Maybe you want to get a new opportunity for a volunteer opportunity, and you need to work on your LinkedIn profile for that too. Or you might be a more seasoned employee or entrepreneur or business owner that's thinking, geez, I've got to update that profile, but it's been a long time and it can seem a little overwhelming. So Eleanor is our LinkedIn speaker and trainer. She lives here in New Brunswick. She lives just outside St. John on the beautiful St. John River, just outside Grand Bay to be exact. And I've known Eleanor for over 25 years. It's hard to believe it. We worked together at MBTEL, and it's been a pleasure collaborating with her over the years. She's been a researcher. She's been an on-air communicator. She's a business owner. But everything that Eleanor does has always had a customer in mind, is always makes you think about the audience and always makes you think about the messages. And now she's doing that for people using LinkedIn. So Eleanor, I'm going to pass the floor over to you. I'll keep an eye on the chat box to capture any questions. And if you can tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to the work today in LinkedIn before you dive into the platform, that would be terrific. And thank you very much, everyone, for coming. And thank you, Eleanor.
Thank you and welcome, everyone. Welcome to each of you. I have always been about amplifying voices. And as you mentioned, Kathy, as a journalist, it really was about amplifying the voices of people in the community. Then in marketing research, it was about amplifying the voice of the customer. And now it really is about amplifying the voice of you on LinkedIn. My tagline is actually marketing you. So it really is all about you. And why LinkedIn in particular? It could be because more than a decade ago, I took a digital media course at Ryerson. One of the things that we looked at, of course, was LinkedIn. I came back to a workshop for a volunteer board. One of the people who was most resistant to any type of social media completed her profile and then was recruited for an executive position across the country and took it. So I thought, wow, there's something here. But really, it is so much more than thinking of it as a resume. Think of it more as your marketing brochure. Think of it as the home of your professional identity. And also, if you're thinking of any type of a role, you may be passively interested in a role, or you may be actively looking for a role. Know that recruiters will look at your social media. 70% of employers will say, yes, we are looking at a person's social media before we're actually going to consider them. And there is a national recruiting agency called Summit Search Group. The very first place they look, for example, is LinkedIn because it's most relevant. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And I guess the only other thing that comes to mind is I really am a natural encourager. I do see the best in other people. And I kind of think of LinkedIn as the biggest, best professional party or perhaps conference that you're ever going to go to. There are people that you want to meet who are there, and you kind of want to show up showing your best self. It is you, it is the real you, but let's show you in your best light. And it gives you an opportunity to create relationships. And we are hardwired to do a couple of things. One is to connect and create relationships. And another is really to improve ourselves. It was interesting this morning, there was a question on LinkedIn, like, why are you here? And a number of people said, and typical things, build my business or, build relationships, that kind of thing. And one person had said, well, really, I want to be the best me. So I come here to find out how I can do that. So LinkedIn is a platform that has many purposes, but it comes down to it being all about you. And it's a place where you get to be the CEO of you. And today we're going to walk through a number of steps that will help you do that. But we think of, like, who is your favorite brand or what is your favorite brand? you know, we think of perhaps Apple as being a famous brand in the world, and of course it is. But think of yourself as being a brand as well. And to be the CEO of you, if you were your own best marketer, what would you do for yourself? So when we think of you being a brand, what does that really mean? And Jeff Bezos would say, well, it's kind of what people say when you leave the room, but it is what other people will say of you. And it is a bit of a dance between what that perception is that you want to craft, that you want to be known for. And of course, it is kind of, as the customer always has the last word, it is what other people will say of you as well. So if you think about this being a place where you can really craft your brand and be the you who you want to be. And also that will be the experience that other people will have of you. You'll be able to use LinkedIn to build the brand of you, which gives you more options in your future, in your immediate future, and in your longer term. So LinkedIn, as I mentioned, that this is the world. The world comes here. And it's kind of like, you know, I think about the world makes our world much larger. And in essence, the world becomes much smaller on LinkedIn because we are all connected on this network. So who's there? More than 722 million members. Actually, add two more because two join every second. 90 million senior level influencers. So you know when you go to this place that it is a professional network and the people who you may want to influence are already there. Millennials, of course, decision makers, companies, Canadians, more than 17 million Canadians are there, C-level execs, IT decision makers, MBA grads, and members in more than 200 countries. In fact, if LinkedIn were a country, it would be the third largest in the world, more than the population of the United States, so after China and India. So it is the place to be. And when you think about your marketing plan for LinkedIn, this is where we are going to spend our time today. It's about optimizing your profile so that you will magnetize people to you. And you can also be proactive by building your network. Don't do what I did for like the first 500 people. I just said, oh, isn't that nice? That person wants to connect. No, this is your network. Be proactive and grow it strategically. And the third part about LinkedIn is really about showing up, engaging, and having a presence on LinkedIn, building those relationships that are mutually beneficial. And so today we are going to focus on optimizing your profile. And the other two, there's a webinar next week if you want that I can tell you about later if you want to know more about those two things. But think of this as kind of, it's like kind of old school, I realize, but if you think of your LinkedIn profile kind of like a newspaper, if you walk into a corner store and you see a newspaper there, it's folded. What are they trying to do? They're trying to draw you in by the beautiful picture, by the big headline, and by the story that they put on the front. And they'll just put a, you know, the first few lines of that story. All of that is meant to draw you in. So kind of like newspapers sell you based on what's above the fold, so does LinkedIn sell you based on what's above the click and what's there, your headline, your photo, your banner image, and those first few lines that are so important to get people to click to find out more about you. So I just want to ask a quick question, get out your chat, and I want to ask on a scale of, say, 0 to 10, how confident are you in your LinkedIn profile this very moment? So 0 would be, I don't have one yet, and 10 would be, I'm there. I'm sure I've optimized my profile, and the reason I'm here is just to be confident that I have. So in the chat, write a number, 0 to 10. Let us know how you're feeling at this moment. And then, you know, at the end, we'll come back and we'll revisit that question. Okay, so 10-step formula to rock your LinkedIn profile. Where do we begin? The first step, it is so easy. complete your LinkedIn profile. That's basically all you have to do. Just walk through those steps and know that you will be standing out in the crowd, because only 51% of members have actually completed their profile. So if you're in the least bit competitive, this will drive you forward, if nothing else will. And the benefit of doing that is by having what LinkedIn calls an all-star profile, you're going to have more opportunities. People will connect with you more. And the other cool thing is, if you have an all-star profile, is that Google really likes LinkedIn. And what I mean by that is that if somebody is going to look you up, like we used to ask people for references, what do we do now? We're going to Google that person's name. The cool thing is because Google likes LinkedIn, typically your LinkedIn profile will be the very first thing to appear. It will appear probably in the first top 1, 2, 3, up to 5, depending on what kind of a digital presence you already have. But this is something over which you have complete control. So fill out your LinkedIn profile and you will stand out for a number of reasons. Number two, have a photo that represents you well, because when you take a look at all of these different photos, which ones do you think are ones that are LinkedIn photographs? What do you think is perhaps their headshot on LinkedIn? Well, I'm not looking at the chat right now to find out what you're saying. However, if you said, I think probably the lower rung of pictures, those are LinkedIn pictures. Or if you said the middle one, or even if you said the top one, you would be right on all accounts. These are all LinkedIn headshots. So a person will make a decision in a tenth of a second. They will make a judgment about you. They will look at likability. They will look at whether or not you're trustworthy. They will look at whether or not you're competent and decide all that in the blink of an eye. So you want your LinkedIn headshot to represent you, to say that, yes, I am competent. Yes, I'm likable. So you want to be able to see the person's eyes. You want to be able to see their smile. And if we take a look at what this does, is it means you're going to get more connection requests. It means that you're going to have more people looking at your profile, which is really important, because remember how we said a newspaper has to draw you in to buy it right away? Well, when you think about a recruiter, they spend like 6 seconds on a resume, and you could probably say the same on LinkedIn. And a goldfish has a 7-second memory. It's even longer than the amount of time they're typically going to spend on your resume or on your LinkedIn profile. So you've got to grab their attention. All of these things are going to help you do that. You'll also get more messages. Okay, so number three is add a relevant background picture to your profile. It's free real estate. When I say background picture, you will have something like this when you begin to put your profile together. So this is the generic one. And I'm sure that Amanda Gorman is going to be fixing up her profile soon to make it look more representative of perhaps her inaugural poem and on Capitol Hill. And if you take a look at Bill Gates, you'll see he's telling stories through his photographs of the various initiatives that he has around the world. Or you could use your brand colors, have your logo there, and your tagline. And all of those things will help draw attention to also something that is so important. This is your headline. If you think of doing a pitch, and a pitch might be 30 seconds, 15 seconds, or if you're lucky, maybe a minute, your headline in 220 characters, it will basically be the brand of you. So it's an opportunity for you, again, to get people to click to want to know more. Typically, the default is your title, but it doesn't have to be that. Look at this one. Success mentor to CEOs and high performance achievers, a New York Times bestselling author. So if I just go back to that one for a second. So success is what this person stands for. That is his brand. He is also a mentor. He gives freely of his time every day, Monday to Friday, if you're interested. And who is he? Who is his audience? It's CEOs, high performance achievers, people who want to achieve better than they are today. And so when we look at that kind of a headline, you can say, okay, well, where does that one fit here? Because you can choose what kind of headline. As I mentioned, the default is basically a title that you have in your first job or the one that shows up first. You could create impact, coaching bold women leaders to step onto a bigger stage. So again, what are you doing for whom and what is the benefit or what is the impact? Provocative, disrupting an industry, you might think, oh, I want to know more about that person. What are they doing? You could be poetic if you like, maverick of mischief, or at least use alliteration to try to capture attention. It could be very keyword rich because again, when you think about being found, magnetizing people to you, what are those keywords that people will Google to try to find somebody who looks like you so they will find you? So if you put in keywords there, then they will find you. So if you're looking for somebody who's an Olympic athlete and a keynote speaker, chances are Bonnie St. John will come up. Emoji rich, you can put in things again to draw your eye to and use different forms of communication, visual as well as words, to tell your story. But I look at it this way: if your profile is marketing you, it's your marketing document, your headline is actually your tagline. So, and on from there, what we're going to take a look at is number five, and that's all about finding you. There are various ways to do that. First of all, put your location in. You will show up 23 times more in searches when you do. Put your industry in there because you will not only get more profile views, but the feed that you have, all those stories that will be part of your feed, they will be much more relevant to your industry. The algorithm will make it work that way. Also, this is key because your LinkedIn profile is your personal website. Like I said, this is the home of your professional identity. And so typically your LinkedIn profile will have a website, but it will be filled with a long string of numbers and letters that people won't be able to remember. But you can make that become one that's quite simple. So here's mine, for instance, it's just my first and last name. If your first and last name are already taken, you can put an underscore. You can find a way to make that memorable. Put it on your email signature or put it on your business cards. Put it on your resume. Direct people to your LinkedIn profile, because when you've optimized that, then it tells your story in the best way possible. Oh, here we get to your about section. So again, we're talking about above the fold, that important information. And what's really key here is this is your professional story, but it's those first few lines that you need to draw me in. So you think of your headline. Okay, I want to know more about that person. Then think at the first few lines of that news story that's all about you and draw me in with that. So your about section, kind of like an about section on any other kind of website, it tells your story. You can write it in the first person or the third person. I do tend to recommend the first person because it's your profile. You want to invite them in. And I like it when your voice shows up, but do what you're most comfortable with and what makes most sense for you. A lot of people who have a million awards don't really feel comfortable talking about me or I. So putting it in the third person, written like a biography, works really well. 2,500 characters. So at least to be considered all-star, you have to have 40 words, but you have way more than that. But you've got to attract them with those first 200 characters so that they will click to find out more. And use short paragraphs because you want to make it easy on the reader to read it. You want them to find out more about you, so make it easy for them. Do short paragraphs to allow them that space in between so their eye will travel down. And write it in your voice. look for that hook to draw them in at the very beginning. Tell your professional, think about when I talk about that hook, it's why should I learn more about you? So think about who are you writing it for? If you are writing a letter to somebody, you know exactly who you're writing that to. And you make it very personalized. You are going to start that letter with something that is relevant to them. So think about your audience. Who are you writing it for? And make it relevant for them. And at the end, you could put a call to action in there if you like. Like, what do you want people to do now that they've read your about section or read your profile? So here are a few examples, because I always like to have examples. It makes things much more clear. So the first line, when it comes to your brand, every word matters. So that's going to, okay, I agree. Let's find out a little bit more. And so this is a writer. And, you know, here's what I can do to help you. And here's another one. The one-dimensional paper resume is important, but it isn't enough. What? What else is there? Oh, there's something called a 21st century resume. And it's an animated video. Well, how cool is that? Yeah, I want to know more. And so all of those things in your about section are really, really important. It's not your whole story, though. You need to add your experience, which really are the jobs that you have. And what's most important in terms of, you know, getting the most out of that algorithm, making that algorithm work for you on LinkedIn, you really need to have the first, like the current job filled in. So even if you don't have a current job yet, I would put something in there just so that the algorithm will work for you. It will mean that you will be found more. So I don't typically recommend this at all, but say, for instance, you're a student. You might put in a volunteer position that you're doing, or you might put in that you're a student, but I would fill in that, that section of your experience, the very first current job. And definitely put in your education as well, because if you don't have education in there, then you won't be found as much or as well, because you won't rank as highly because of the way the algorithm works, the way Google works, the way LinkedIn works. So you want to put education in there. Darren Hardy, who is like a multi-billionaire and a success mentor to CEOs and high achievers, he didn't go to university, and what he put in there is University of Hard Knocks or something like this, because he just did it to know that he needs to have it there. So your experience will mean that you'll get more views, recruiters will find you more, education, same thing, you'll get more messages as well. And in terms of your skills, this is really important, because again, remember we talked about having keywords. When somebody is Googling somebody who looks like you and you want them to find you, put your skills in there. And LinkedIn has a database of like, I don't know, more than 50,000 skills, but you can still create your own wording for that skill. And also endorse people for those skills and ask people to endorse you. In fact, I will have no shame if you think that this presentation today helps you, go to my profile, please, on LinkedIn. Let's connect. And also, please endorse me for LinkedIn. I have been so lax about doing that. And so I would love you to do that. Thank you so much. But the thing about skills is that it's going to mean that you will be found by recruiters, especially, but by Google and by anybody who's looking for you. Put 5 skills in there at least, because that means that you have more likelihood to be found. And the key thing here is that you should choose your top 3 skills that you want to be known for, not just the ones that have the most endorsements. So say, what do you want to be known for? Again, this is about the brand of you. And the way you can do that is there's a little pin. And you can, now if you already have 3 there, you're going to have to unpin one to put another one there. But put your top 3 skills there, because again, see, show more. People are going to need to click to find out more. And just on that idea of skills, I thought it'd be important to take a look at what are those top skills for 2025 that the World Economic Forum is saying that we will need. And think about preparing yourself for the future. What are those skills that you have? Look at those in terms of problem solving. They're the ones that are in the lighter blue color. Analytical thinking, complex problem solving, they revolve around the idea of problem solving. In terms of, say, the green one, which is the second one at the top, that's around self-management. So learning. We are, you know, lifelong learners, constant learners. So reflect that in your skills as well. Working with people, we will always need leadership skills. Technology, of course, there has been such a rapid transformation of technology just since COVID began. And this is not going to stop. It's going to continue to accelerate. So your technical skills, put those in there. And this one, so remember earlier we were saying when somebody wanted to know more about you, typically they would look for a reference. And now what do? They Google you. And now they go to your LinkedIn profile to see what you are all about and what do people say about you. Because remember, the brand of you, it's what other people will say about you, especially after you've left the room. So what are people saying about you in a recommendation? Now, we talked earlier about endorsements. Endorsements are great. It doesn't take very long to do an endorsement. Go to the person's profile, go down to their skills, click on endorsement, and click on the skill that you want to endorse them for. A recommendation puts you in a new light because you're putting your reputation on the line for that person. So you want to make sure that when you ask somebody in particular, if they will recommend you, that this is a person that you know well. Also help them out. Give them a sense of what you want them to recommend you for. Make it easy on them. Perhaps say, you know, remember this project when we worked together and you had said this, that really resonated with me and I really appreciated it. I wonder if you would give me a recommendation about that. Or, you know, you might even create a draft recommendation based on what that person has said to you and about you and how you want your brand reflected. So be as specific as possible when you're doing that. Make it easy because it takes their time, it takes their energy, and they're putting their reputation on the line by doing it. Here, this is also really important. Now, you may not think so, but your volunteer experience is really important when it comes to rounding out your profile for sure, but also when people are looking at the character of you. We know that today that employers are looking for a good fit. We know candidates are looking for a good fit. So often an employer will look and say, well, let me just take a look at what are those other activities that people are doing. And in fact, some hiring managers will say that your volunteer experience, especially if you're starting out, is as if you can believe this, as important as your real experience. So you want to show who you are as a volunteer. And in fact, hiring managers, like I think it's about 20% of hiring managers will actually make their final decision when they look at your volunteer experience. And in fact, 1 in 3 hiring managers, they want to see, okay, well, what kind of things is that person really interested in? Because they're hiring the whole person. They're not just hiring those skills. So that's a really important part of your LinkedIn profile as well. And of course, put in your accomplishments. If you've been named Employee of the Year, put it in there. That's so important. So LinkedIn has what it's called the all-star profile. This is what I'm saying, that Google needs to have your all-star profile to say, yes, I am going to put them higher in the ranking. They will be found for these skills, for that job, whatever that is. To do that, you need to have your headshot, you need to have your headline, your location and industry, your about, your experience, your current job, your education, and skills. However, that's not quite enough for me. In order to stand out and to have an A-plus profile, one that's optimized for your objectives, whatever you do on LinkedIn, it always comes down to what's the reason I'm doing this? What's my why? Why are you going to spend time on there? Why is it worthwhile putting your time, energy, and effort into your profile looking fabulous? Well, depending on what your objective is, I typically, if I do what's called a LinkedIn lookover, where I'll evaluate your LinkedIn profile against your objectives, I say, okay, well, are we optimizing your profile for the objectives you have? Typically, these are also things that I would look for. And that's that banner image. It's free real estate. So use it to serve your purposes. Is it to build the brand of you? Is it to draw attention to one of your interests or an accomplishment? Is it a beautiful picture that you took because photography and travel is one of your interests? But it helps tell the story of you, but it also helps draw people in. Remember how a recruiter is going to spend 6 seconds on a profile likely? Get them to stay longer through that picture. That's one way. Endorsements, of course, let's get those up. And recommendations, really, this is an area where I'm helping people, helping clients now fill out their profiles so that it helps speak to the brand of them. We all need social proof of who we are, what we do, what we say, and your recommendations really help to do that. Volunteer experience, as we talked about, and your interests and accomplishments. So I love this quote, even though it's from eons ago, but a guru of marketing. To be in business today, our most important job is to be the head marketer for the brand called you. So these are some tips in terms of how you can be the head marketer for the brand called you. And I just want to take another check-in at this point and get out your chat. And I want to find out how confident you are now that you are going to take steps to improve your LinkedIn profile. Are you confident that you can take these steps to immediately improve your LinkedIn profile? Is there something that you heard today that's going to make a difference? Yes, no, let me know. Kathy, you can let me know what's coming in there.
Lots of people are saying yes.
Oh, fantastic. That's wonderful. And I have another question here. What's the first thing that you will take action on to get your profile closer to a 10 out of 10? What's the first thing you're going to do? I realize you might have to think about that for a second, but what's top of mind for you?
Eleanor, people are saying keywords in my profile, adding a banner image. So true.
Cool.
Make the profile a bio.
Good. Yeah.
Ask for recommendations.
Marvelous.
Photo, keywords, update my about section, profile picture, pin important skills. They were listening, Eleanor.
Oh, yes. All 10. I'm hearing all 10 of them.
Identifying my objective. That's a really great one.
Yes. So true.
Ask for endorsements. We don't all like to do that, do we, Eleanor? You don't like to do it. And you're on LinkedIn. You're a LinkedIn teacher.
That's why I'm doing it now. Please. Cool. Anything else stand out?
Skill recommendations. Someone wrote a makeover, volunteer experience.
Yes.
So covered off a lot of ground.
Fantastic. Well, you know what? I will leave you with a 30-day challenge. And so if we take a look through this, much of this is what we've already covered, but it is very specific. Sometimes people like to have a guide. So feel free to take a screenshot of that or get in touch and we can send that to you. And also, I'm just wondering beyond the what are you going to do first? Is there something about what you heard today that you would say is your biggest takeaway? That it may be something that you're going to do about your profile, but what's your biggest takeaway?
Eleanor, while people are thinking about that and putting it in the chat, can I ask a couple questions?
Please.
What if you've been out of the workforce for a bit and you're, you know, looking to get back into the workforce and you know you've got to update your LinkedIn profile, it can feel a little overwhelming.
Oh, for sure.
So how do I get the confidence to tackle that?
And confidence is really key. One of the things that I would do, because really it is about expressing the brand of you, one of the things that I would recommend that you do is talk to people who know you and ask them, say, what are the qualities that you see in me? And you'll start after a while finding out, oh, this person said that, that person said that. They're really saying the same thing. And if you think about the last time, or not even the last time, but when somebody said a compliment about you that really resonated with you, think about that, because sometimes that goes to, oh, that is my brand. So that's one thing, just to start to get that confidence, because really, be you. There's a quote that's attributed to Oscar Wilde, and it's, be yourself, everyone else is taken. And that could not be more true. We need you, your voice, to shine on LinkedIn, but for you to shine. So think about what people say about you, because that reflects the brand of you. That's a little bit of your research. Think about, what is my objective? What is it that I want to do? Not just about what are the skills I already have. What are the ones I love to use? I know in the career transitions that I've had in my life, that was the first thing that I did. You know, I had tons of skills, but what were the ones that I really loved to use? And those are the ones that I highlighted. And another thing that I would do is go look at a bunch of job descriptions and look at what terms people are using in those job descriptions, and pick out the ones that really sound like you and sound like the kind of thing that you want to do. Write all of those skills down, because then again, that algorithm will work in your favor and you could be found for those kinds of things. Look on LinkedIn. There are millions of jobs there. Look on the job boards. And the other thing I would do is start to research some of the companies that you really, really like. Research will show that if a company has a bad reputation, people will avoid that company. They would, even if it looks like there's good pay, good development opportunities, it's not one that they necessarily want, that they, you know, they will avoid that company. So do your research and not just look at what the companies are saying. You know, I love this idea that, you know, back when social media was starting, all of a sudden the consumer had a voice, had what we called a megaphone. And now employees have that megaphone when it comes to employers, because you could go to Glassdoor, for instance, and you could start to look at what are the reviews that people are saying. Not that you need to believe every single one of them, of course, but start to take a look at what are people saying about the company? What is their brand? And on LinkedIn, you can also find out what employees work for that company and start to take a look at their profiles and take a look at what are they saying in their feed. So if you look at their profile, you can look at their activity and see, oh, I see that that they're saying this about their company. Take a look at their company page. There's all kinds of research that you can do to find out more about the places that you want to work, the skills that you want to use, and what your sweet spot is, what your magic is that you're going to bring to either that role or to that company.
Eleanor, someone's requested to see the 30-day challenge slide again. Sure. So while we're finishing and continuing the Q&As, maybe we could keep that up. Hopefully that works. Someone's asked, what's a 21st century resume? When you say that, what do you mean by that?
Sure. Well, that came from one of the LinkedIn profiles that I looked at. A 21st century resume in their case is an animated video that takes the story, your career story of who you are, and it tells that story in a video animated way. And so it's just one more way to try to stand out with a recruiter. It's called resume visuals. So yeah, but the 21st century is not going to be like even the past 10 or 20 years. This acceleration that we've been having over the past while is going to just accelerate. So everybody, of course, is looking for ways that they can stand out, how to get their brand to stand out. And so that's one way, is to put your story into a video. And I look at LinkedIn's feed, for instance, and on LinkedIn, on your profile, you have the opportunity to have featured media. So I guess that's one place where you can put that. But yeah, I was working with somebody who was doing these video animations and just thought that it was really cool. So that's what we mean by that.
Eleanor, I've got two more.
Sure.
Are there things which do not belong in a LinkedIn profile? Someone's asked.
Sure. Well, in your LinkedIn profile, I think of it as being, again, the brand of you. So I think, like, for instance, I was working on a person's profile recently, and this is a person who has several university degrees, speaks several languages, has had very professional jobs. However, she's a newcomer to Canada, and her most recent job was as a barista, which is fantastic. She knows how to make a wonderful coffee. However, it wasn't reflecting the brand of her or where she wanted to go. So we took out that from her LinkedIn profile and put in another job that she was doing, even if it's one that you're doing like as your side hustle or something like that. But what you want your profile to do is to really reflect in every way possible where it is that you want to go, where you are now, but where you want to go. You can make it aspirational in that sense.
So on a different train of thought altogether, we've been asked about posting.
Mm-hmm.
And it is your opportunity to engage online. It is does reflect your brand. So what about posting? What do you recommend to post to reflect your brand and how to engage in conversations?
Sure. And this we will go into in another webinar that C3 Leadership is putting on next week on networking and on engaging. So when it comes to posts, again, just like we were talking about with your about or even your headline, think, who is it that I'm trying to write this for? Who am I trying to attract with my post? So that determines how you're going to write your first line. So I think about posts as ways to engage. They can be ways to educate, but if you think about ways to engage, you might want to start with a question. Or how are you going to engage in conversation? The way the LinkedIn algorithm works right now is that it really rewards engagement. So you want to have comments. So in writing your post, there are a few things to keep in mind. One is, how do I get the attention of the person that I'm trying to attract to this? Who is it that's going to be interested? What is my objective in doing this? What's my story that I want to tell? And there's a bit of a trick that people are doing, because the algorithm will also reward you if people will click and find out more. So you'll often see that people will write like a few lines to catch your attention and then kind of dot, dot, dot and some space. And then you have to click to find out more. And then when you find out more down below, you'll see the rest of the story. So that's one technique to try to boost the engagement of your post. Another is if you include a picture, that's always good as well, not exclusively, but think about your posts in terms of a cadence. If you want to engage people, don't always have a long form article that's going to be attached to it, because think about the way people spend their time. If every time they come to one of your posts, it's going to require energy, time, and work, they may not spend much time on it. So think about the cadence, like, oh, maybe there's a quote that I'm going to do, or maybe this is just a text one, or maybe this is a text with a picture, or maybe this is a text with a link to a story. And then try to get the engagement as well through comments. Like, you know, some are pasting a comment right away. And think about ensuring that if you're going to do a post, that you will have time to re-engage. That within a number of hours, you are back there, you're talking with people, you're moving that conversation along.
Eleanor, we have another one from a newcomer student, not yep. working currently. Mm-hmm. Can he just put the university name on his profile?
In terms of, I'm just trying to think where, well, for sure, obviously, in the education part, and in the experience part, What he might do is, again, you know, because it's important to have a current role for your experience. And honestly, like I wouldn't recommend doing this for a long time, but in your experience section, you could put UMB or whatever school you're attending and put full-time student and put some of the courses that you like. You know, I'm talking to think at this point. I haven't really thought through that much in terms of how much I really recommend that. I just know that in terms of having a profile that is going to get noticed, that that experience section and the current role is important. But you also want your profile to really represent your best you. So I'm just kind of toying in my mind with the perception that somebody will have if they see, oh, in terms of the experience, they say they're a full-time student. Well, you are paying for that education. So I don't think it's too much of a stretch, but that's one idea that you could consider if I've interpreted the question correctly.
And volunteer work and experience that usually flows after your paid work. That's correct, isn't it? Is that where you suggest you put that volunteer work?
Yes, yeah. And the link and LinkedIn will guide you through all of those sections. When on your LinkedIn profile, another workshop that I do is actually giving you time to complete or upgrade your profile. But if on your profile you look over on the right hand side of the toolbar and you'll see me, meaning you, and you click on that arrow and you go there to edit your own profile. And there you'll be able to see the various sections. It will be add a section, and LinkedIn will walk you through all of those steps very easily to, and you'll add that section, and where it will appear on your profile is after your experience section. And in that volunteer part, like on mine, for instance, one of the roles that I have is as a board member of Imperial Theatre. So I have in that section a lot of information about Imperial Theatre. Feel free to build the brand of that organization where you are a volunteer.
Eleanor, this has been fantastic. I always have a session like this, and then I think, keywords. And I was an employer for a tech company.
Yes.
And was fortunate to do lots of hiring. Mm-hmm. And there are so many different tools you can use today that we just focused right in on keywords to see if it was matching those job descriptions. So that's just such good advice that you mentioned about, you know, thinking about the reason you're doing this, optimizing your profile for to serve your purpose and whatever that opportunity is that you want to have. And of course, someone's just asked, should you put awards and recommendations and commendations received? Absolutely, you should put those in your profile. That is really important. And there are places for that as well, correct?
There are, yes. And the great thing about that is that, again, this is about you standing out. So it's the one place where you get to brag, and it's okay. In fact, it's recommended.
Well, look, Eleanor, we can't thank you enough.
Oh, my pleasure. It's been really fun. And please connect with me. And I look forward to continuing the conversation.
So Hey, my pleasure, Eleanor. We're going to be posting this. We're also going to be turning it into a podcast. So it's a good refresher if you're out walking the dog and you want to have a listen. And we'll have a blog post that gives you lots of advice. And that'll all be on the Tech Impact website. And we can't thank you enough. Eleanor has offered for you to reach out, and her information is easy to find on LinkedIn. And have a good day, everybody.
We had so many great questions from those that attended the webinar, and Eleanor was able to provide us not only with insights on profiles, but so much more. I like how she grounded the conversation multiple times by reminding us that we need to optimize our profiles to serve our purpose. There were so many great actionable tips in this episode. And when you combine this episode with episode 12, there's so much there to help you present your best self online and in a job search situation. On top of the regular blog post that we'll be doing, we're going to be packaging up the content into a PDF so you can use it when you're helping others with their profiles or as a refresher for yourself. You can find Eleanor on LinkedIn, of course. Eleanor is spelled ElEanorAustin. That's Eleanor Austin. And you can find her at newmarketingtoday.com. Talk soon, everyone, and thanks again for listening.
Tech Talks is brought to you by Tech Impact. Learn more at techimpact.it. The podcast is hosted by Tech Impact CEO Kathy Simpson. It's produced by me, Matt George. It's engineered by the great Zachary Pelche and is part of the Unsettled Media Podcast Network.